Thank you, Madam President, and thank you, Director, for the presentation of the report. I deliver this statement on behalf of the European Union and its member states. Carbon markets are a promising yet complex avenue of potential financial resources for LDCs. However, as the report rightly notes, the benefits provided by the international carbon markets to LDCs were below, possibly overestimated, expectations. And while such benefits may increase with the recent agreement on Article 6, the LDCs should remain aware of the risks, be well prepared to identify the transformative projects, and be supported and treated fairly when engaging in collaborative approaches. The EU and LDCs are traditionally well aligned on international carbon markets and what may be needed. Indeed, as also noted by the report, the participation of LDCs in international carbon markets need to be supported and should take into account their domestic priorities and long-term strategies. High-quality credits should be privileged and transparency on the ultimate beneficiaries of carbon finance enhanced. While carbon markets need to ensure their high integrity and be aligned with the Paris Agreement, Article 6 cooperation needs to be effective and fair. It is worth highlighting in this sense the report's findings that carbon markets that prioritize human rights and women empowerment attract more finance and deliver higher impact in terms of sustainable development, and how this is not receiving sufficient attention. The report remains cautious about the potential of carbon markets for contributing to our global climate goals and the needed climate finance. Indeed, while carbon markets remain relevant, they are but one tool within the broader climate and sustainable development strategies. We must not lose sight of the most important objectives, namely Paris-aligned national determined contributions and policies, including for LDCs. In this sense, the report encourages countries to better define the boundaries between conditional and unconditional parts of their NDCs. The report notes various ideas on how to facilitate carbon credits access for LDCs. While these ideas are valid, there is not much consideration of their potential trade-offs between easing market access and harming the attractiveness of LDC credits on the global market. Similarly, when analyzing the low participation of LDCs with projects under the Clean Development Mechanism, the higher cost of capital and the lower mitigation potential are not sufficiently considered, but which may, in fact, be the fundamental causes for LDCs underrepresentation. Moreover, the report describes most of the mitigation potential in LDCs as being in the land use and forestry sector, yet without discussing the crucial question of non-permanence. These are some critical omissions which may leave the reader with an incomplete picture of realistic options. We take note of the 6 case studies presented by the report. It is commendable that a report tries to draw recommendations for the future application of Article 6 in LDCs. However, we should also recognize that the very limited sample size makes it challenging to draw conclusions applicable to the entire LDC group of countries. And finally, while the report highlights the need for capacity building in LDCs, it is regrettable that it does not mention the several ongoing and highly relevant capacity building initiatives on this issue, many of which are supported by the EU and its member states. For instance, the Partnership for Market Implementation executed by the World Bank, the Integrated Assessment for Article 6 project financed by the European Commission, or the SPAR 6C project funded by Germany. Team Europe remains by far the largest partner to LDCs, with annual financial disbursements reaching 3.74 billion euros in 2023. The Global Gateway Agenda signals our renewed commitment to the LDCs and to the implementation of the Doha Programme of Action. Of the 2025 list of our flagship project recently endorsed by the EU and its member states, 18 target LDCs. We are committed to remaining a reliable and stable partner for the LDCs. Thank you.